Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? My name is Rob Wilkins. That is Maggie. You see my crazy hair. There's a reason for it, but we'll get into that in a second. Maggie, how are you?
Okay. Right from the get-go, did I glitch or did you glitch?
I didn't catch it either way. I don't know.
That's fine. I love your hair. I'm the one actually who persuaded you to not wear a hat because I love your hair. So, hi, guys. Please like the video, share the video, send us a super chat and or a humper chat at humperchats.com, which makes us keep a little bit more of the money as we go closer and closer to All In at Wembley Stadium. I'm so excited about that, but I want us to kick off the show with a wonderful thing. It's the most wonderful day. It's our friend Chris Mueller's birthday today. And I want to, you know, make everyone join us into wishing Chris a very, very, very happy birthday. And Chris, we love you and adore you more than you will ever know. You help us so much. We laugh together. We cry together at pre-shows. You know, you make everyone so incredibly happy with your shout outs. So we just wanted to shout you out because you're one of the best here. And thank you for making a TikTok page. I don't have TikTok, but like Chris needs a TikTok, you know, page because he kills it with those, you know, cooking videos. I love them so much. Let me know if I glitched for the entirety of this whole message. Rob.
Yeah, you're good. I didn't see any
glitch. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Because I'm nervous. Ever since that episode, I'm really, really nervous. So again, Chris, thank you for being our friend. Thank you for supporting us all the way. And thank you for being you. That's the best you that we could ever want. And please never change.
Yeah, you're a great person, Chris. You already know that. I think you won't admit it, but you are an amazing person, and I want to say happy birthday to you, my friend, and I hope you have a great day. I saw that you had a friend drop you off a Lego Batman mobile set. I'm jealous because I didn't even know they made that, but it looks really awesome, and I don't have any Legos, but if there was one Lego set to get, that would probably be one of them for me. But anyways, really? It looks really cool. Did you see the picture?
I didn't.
Oh, it's on his Twitter, so check it out. It's really cool. But anyways, guys, thank you for joining us. It is Friday, August 11th. Get in your Super Chats and Humper Chats. We will read your questions on the air. We already have one from our good friend, Ryan Sullivan. He says, Maggie is in the final countdown. Da-da-da-da-da. Also, happy birthday, Doc. Yeah, happy birthday, Doc. Whew, Maggie, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Well, first off, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, what did you think of SummerSlam? Well, before we go too further, and I know we'll talk about it later, but on a 1 to 10 scale, what would you give SummerSlam?
I am the wrong person to ask this because, as you know, and this may be news to a lot of our listeners, I was attending a wedding at Saturday, and
I forgot.
I was really excited about the wedding, and because like our friends who were getting married, we adore them, and I decided to be fancy, and I made my friend who does professional makeup, and she also does my nails. She gave me she put makeup on me, and she was incredibly excited because I don't usually wear makeup. I'm like wearing makeup right now because of the camera and the lights and everything. I would look like a ghost if I didn't. But like, I don't usually wear any. And I looked like a princess and everyone loved me and I loved me too. And then I started puking at 10, at 10:30. So I had to leave the wedding. And when I woke up, I was definitely not in the SummerSlam mood. I did watch SummerSlam. I did take breaks. Like I remember I fell asleep during the Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler match, but not because it was boring, but because I just didn't want to puke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not the right person to ask because I was sick. And it was a bad show. It was okay. It was a pretty good show, but like in WWE standards, it was kind of low. Because WWE have put WWE's bar in pay-per-view wise, or PLE, whatever you want to call it, is really high. And I don't know if it's because the pay-per-views are really good or because the television is so bad and the pay-per-views are way, way better than that. And it just seems good. But again, when you count on your talent in that roster, you'll always get, you know, an amazing thing because the talent is.
I can't do it, baby. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I'm looking and I just can't do it.
Whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. Well, yeah. So again, it was.
And we have a glitch for Maggie. All right. So with that in mind. Yes, we do have another super chat. Maggie froze, or maybe I froze. I don't know. But anyways.
I disappeared, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. This is okay. The only time this happens when I'm streaming. Why have I gotten Kate's internet?
Yeah, it just only happened when we have Kate's internet, I guess, on the show, huh?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
But we do have another super chat from our good friend Ryan Sullivan. He goes, what? Or wait. Sorry, I thought I saw an H there. Wait, Rob has a new show? I do. It just got announced on Wednesday. It is called My Point Is. I will be doing a show with Cam Hawkins, otherwise known as Seahawk. It will debut the morning of All In on August 27th. I'm very excited. This is something that I've been wanting to do. I can't wait for this. Yeah, me and Cam... I think we're going to have a great show, just like this one. I'm very excited. I'm going to have a show with two of my favorite people. I'm going to have two shows. I have a show with Maggie and I'm going to have a show with Seahawk. So I don't think it gets much
better. I'm so happy for you.
So I'm very excited. And one thing too, that I did after listening to Maggie is you guys should be able to see my eyes somewhat. I know there might still be a little bit of a glare, but I think I fixed that situation. So I'm excited. Yeah. So thank you for pointing that out.
You have eyes.
Yeah. I have eyes now. Finally.
So yeah.
I wish I would have realized this a long time ago, but anyways, well, let's go ahead and get into it. We'll talk AEW. Maggie. Interesting show this past week on AEW Dynamite.
Yeah.
I thought we saw we know Fightful Select reported that AEW Full Gear is headed to Los Angeles in November. It's going to be on a Saturday night. What are your thoughts about Full Gear going into LA? Anything that just like, at least it's not Chicago or?
Yeah, first of all, it's not, but like Full Gear has never been in Chicago. Like, that's no, fine.
I know.
Yeah, but. It's exciting because it's Full Gear, and you know when Full Gear is. It's usually November, you know, around that time. So Los Angeles in November, at least people won't freeze. So I'm happy. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about Denise. I'm happy about Reg. So like that's like people who will get to attend the pay per view without, you know, traveling their asses off. Yeah. So yeah, it's It's gonna be fun. AEW rarely go to the West Coast, so it's always happy to see them go a different direction.
So, but yeah, I just saw the comment in here. The Rob has eyes. So
yeah,
but yeah, I was thinking that's good. Good for LA to get a AEW pay per view. So. That's good. Well, we saw AEW Dynamite start off with the Jericho Appreciation Society meeting. I actually really enjoyed this segment. It was better than I thought it would be. I thought it would, the same thing that you pointed out in our script that we have, that everything was going pretty smooth, and I think the funniest thing was Ty Mello staying or leaving and Sammy Guevara sticking around.
It was actually her waiting for Anna Jay and leaving with her, and I'm like, your husband's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, that
the father of your child.
And I like Sammy Guevara's like answer to it. Like I enjoyed that. I thought that was a good answer for Jericho, or a good reply to Jericho. And I didn't really get the walking into the crowd part of it, but whatever.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was kind of odd, but whatever, you know, it is what it is on that. I think it's very obvious, in my opinion, to tell that Jericho is not going to be joining Callis. I think it's very obvious for that. The one thing I will say is I'm anxious to see what I'm excited to see what a faced Chris Jericho can do in AEW.
I'm not.
See, that I want to see what he can do, because it won't last long. Don't get me wrong. Jericho being a face never is a character that does not last long. It lasts a couple of months and then he goes back to a heel.
I know. I'm totally not buying that the Jericho Appreciation Society has split up.
Yeah, well, they haven't yet. They're wanting Jericho to get his crap together.
Yeah, but like because I know a lot of people were, oh yeah, the Jericho Appreciation Society blew up. Like they're not a thing anymore. No, they're not. Come on, like I would have expected a bigger thing. You know, if they did split up, you would imagine that we would get at least, you know, a match between Sammy and Jericho, because Sammy's right. He was totally right. He was the one who was with Jericho from the very start of AEW. So for me, up until they have a feud match or like that will last probably forever because of Jericho, Sammy will always be tied to Chris Jericho. They will always be in the same conversation. But moving on to the segment that we had afterwards, Don Callis caught up with Jericho and apologized if he was the one to make that entire thing happen. And Jericho said to him that he was going to give him an answer next week. Okay, my question is, how do we get from here to Jericho versus Ospreay? Does this mean that Jericho is the face and Ospreay is the heel who backs up Don Callis? Because I so do not fucking want that. You have no idea. What is Will Ospreay doing with Chris Jericho? Will Ospreay, who will probably be in the finals of the G1 Climax against Okada. Why is G1 Climax finals match probably doing facing Jericho? This again, I know I kind of sound like a Chris Jericho hater. I don't want to make excuses for myself, but like, why is Chris Jericho facing Will Ospreay and All In? Why is this happening? Why?
I honestly don't know, because I really thought this is where they were going to go with. I think with everybody, I thought we were going to see Omega versus Ospreay, where I thought this was headed. But now I'm starting to think both the Osprey and Omega 3 at...
Aussie Osprey?
No, Will Osprey.
Aussie
Osprey. Anyways, before I forget, we have a super chat from the birthday boy.
The birthday boy!
Chris Mueller. You know what's cool is I can say the last name without hesitating or pausing anymore, so that's good.
It's because of the eyes, Rob.
It only took me 3 years, so 2 years.
It's the eyes.
Yeah, it's the eyes. That's what did it. Anyways, yeah, I don't know, but I hate this saying, but it is what it is when it comes to this. I prefer a singles match with Omega, and I'll go ahead and talk about it. Dave Meltzer this morning said that the talk around is Omega, Page, and Ibushi versus Takeshita and Bullet Club Gold's Juice Robinson and Jay White. Mm-hmm. So,
this is going to be a really fun match. The match is going to be really, really awesome. Yeah. But I'm like, how do we get to there? I know that this, like, All In is probably going to end up being that kind of pay-per-view, which we don't need built for. We just need awesome matches. It's like Forbidden Door. I'm all up for that. I don't care. I'm going to go and lose my voice either way. Like, I'm going to see Chris Jericho. Like, at the end of the day, Chris Jericho. Like one of my childhood heroes, I'm gonna see him wrestle. Would have I preferred to see someone else face Ospreay? Probably, yeah. But like, I'm at the end of the day, I'm gonna lose my mind. So,
yeah. No, I get it. We have another super chat. This one's from Glassdoor Gamer. I like the Mario photo. Osprey can't lose in the UK. Omega cannot lose the rubber match.
I feel like he can lose the rubber match. I feel everyone talked about that Will Ospreay had to fill in when Kenny went to AEW in New Japan. And I feel like this is exactly what he's doing. Like, I feel like Kenny Omega will love nothing more than to put over Will Ospreay.
Yeah, I do too.
And that's exactly what he did in Forbidden Door. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. I understand where you're going. Like, Kenny Omega is probably my favorite wrestler. But I thought that Ospreay winning was the right thing, and it still is, because putting over the next generation is, like, I get it. Like, Ospreay is not actually next generation, but, like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. You like Will Ospreay is in the conversation of best wrestlers right now in the planet. He definitely is.
Oh, absolutely.
So Kenny Omega losing to Will Ospreay will never be a bad thing. Kenny Omega losing to Jericho, yes. Oh my God, that's the baddest thing ever. But like losing to Ospreay, that's absolutely fine. Moving along.
Yep. So
yeah, Young Bucks versus FTR at All In was announced.
Yeah, All In. We saw that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut over you there. My bad.
That's fine.
FTR last week on Collision challenged the Young Bucks, and this week we saw the Young Bucks accept that challenge after they defeated the Hardy Boys.
They just said their name. It's like Joe Hendry territory right over here.
That was good. I enjoyed it. I liked how they did that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was perfect. So it was...
I mean, I'm getting Young Bucks versus FTR. I don't give a crap about the rest of the card for this show. I really don't. This is the rubber match. And FTR should win.
I you know me. I'm a huge FTR fan. I am. And I'm kind of curious.
They should win.
I'm very curious to see how this goes. I am. I'm anxious to see this one.
I know.
I mean, I keep saying anxious when anxious is not the right word. So we'll have to see. But I'm excited for this match, just like everybody else.
We're all excited. But again, FTR should win. Young Bucks getting those raises. Young Bucks getting, continuing to be EVPs, I don't think they need those titles, at least not right now.
Soupy says, he quotes you, I get FTR versus the Bucks. I don't care about the rest of the card. Soupy says, Tony, time to book Jarrett.
We love you, Soupy. So I'm not gonna comment on that fuckery that you just mentioned. So
yeah.
Still no, by the way. He is gonna be on the card. He is.
Yeah versus Grado, whatever they call him. We have the MJF versus Adam Cole main event at All In. So you get that match as well. So that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, this was also announced at Collision. They made me a fan of this from week two, like the whole Adam Cole and MJF thing. It continues to like it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder. So why are you laughing?
You'll see when we get to this next super chat.
Yeah, okay. So the vignette that showed of, you know, MJF and Adam Cole going to the trampoline stuff, I don't know what you guys call it. MJF is living the dream because he's hitting kids.
He's hitting kids with balls.
Yeah, I did not want to finish that, but thank you. So I'm so jealous of MJF in so many aspects. Him hitting children and getting away with it is on the top of that list. I really want to do that. But the interesting thing about this whole situation is that they will have a Ring of Honor Tag Team Championship match in the buy-in of All In against Aussie Open. This is so interesting.
Yes.
Because why? Well, so does Adam Cole want MJF to be beaten up for that match that they're gonna have? Or because surely they have to win this match, because why would you watch the main event of a pay-per-view between two guys that just lost in the buy-in of your pay-per-view? So this is making my head explode.
I'm kind of curious. There's a couple of reasons why I'm very curious about this. One is it's kind of odd. Obviously, it's different. So that makes me intrigued. The other thing that, God forbid this does not happen, when you have a main event like this for an 80,000 plus stadium, you better hope your main event doesn't go up in shambles because of an injury. That's what makes me kind of hesitant. But like I said, that's the last thing I want. I'm just nervous about that.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to cut you off. This really plays into the fact that MJF said, he's gonna in this pay-per-view, on this show, he's gonna wrestle more than he has this year. that's the funny part. But like in kayfabe, I want a legitimate explanation for this. Like where is the plus side for both these people? Because they're gonna get banged up.
Yeah.
From the very buy-in, because that's Aussie Open you're facing, not any other tag team. It's Aussie Open. And you have to preserve yourself for the main event. In kayfabe, this makes no sense in this perspective. In the other perspective, they are close friends. They love each other. They adore each other. And they just want, you know, to hold gold together.
Yeah.
But having in mind the involvement of Roderick Strong and the Kingdom, which is really interesting, you could get Roderick Strong in the Kingdom costing somehow this match. This was really funny because Roderick's...
I'll let you finish this and I'll tell you what I think about this.
I kind of laughed and I didn't really want to because they just came out and he was like... They were like his emotional pillow. And this... It was entertaining for sure. But how does this tie into the buy-in?
Well, this is what I think is going to happen. I think Aussie Open is going to win their match. Mm-hmm. Is going to win that match. However, what I think this is going to do is this is going to reunite the kingdom in full. I think this is all a ruse for Adam Cole to get this title, and he's going to be back with the kingdom. I think this is all a ruse. That's my opinion.
No, this makes sense.
Yeah. Let me go to this next super chat. Now I'm going to read this super chat before I bring it up on screen. Maggie, because I got to do it justice. And it's not from me. Like I said, it's a super chat. What is a pirate's favorite trio? CM Punk and FTR.
Oh, Chris. You're so lucky that you're handsome and it's your birthday because that was so bad.
You could think that'd be one I would come up with. That's how bad it is. But good job, Chris.
I know, I'm Chris. We love you, sweetie. I'm just
lying. Happy 40th.
You're a liar. He's not 40, he's 20.
Oh, okay, 20. Happy 20th.
Yeah, happy 20th. Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. I think it's a ruse. I think it's going to get...
Now that I didn't think of. Bravo. Kudos to you. Now I just want to see it happen because everything else just doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
Well, the next thing I'm going to say is something I thought I'd never say. Jack Perry taking on Rob Van Dam.
Now, what a world we live in. First of all, I don't think I've mentioned on the show just how much I hate Jungle Jack Perry's music. I fucking hate it so much. I suppose that's the whole idea. You're not supposed to, but it's really driving me insane. Give him another, like, that's, it doesn't suit him. If the whole purpose is for you to get mad even before he gets in the ring, kudos, you've done it. But this match, so I'm watching, like, the match starts, and Rob Van Dam is in the ring, and, like, we get all nostalgic, okay, because it's Rob Van Dam. Like, he never stopped wrestling, he was in the Impact. But like at some point he starts doing all these moves that he's been doing ever since he was 20. And mm-hmm. then he does that, apron spinning, leg drop. And I'm sitting on my couch and I'm like, you're fucking 40. No, you're fucking 52 years old. Stop doing that. Like, and by the way, Jack Perry took that like a fucking pro, and it looked like this was probably, I've watched a lot of Rob Van Dam matches in my years. This was probably my favorite spinning leg drop from the apron that he's ever done. That was so gruesome looking. I adore that. That sold the entire match for me. I don't give a crap. I don't even know what happened for the rest of the, you know, of the match. Yeah, but it is what it is. Jack Perry, you know, I adore him in this role, by the way. He's so... What?
Another super chat. Just, sorry.
That's fine. This is the role that he was meant to play. Like, still, maybe the music is the only thing that bugs me. But he's such a jackass, and I love it. What'd you think about
I thought it was good. I really did. I love Rob Van Dam. He was the first ECW shirt I ever. RVD 420 was the first Rob Van Dam ECW shirt I ever bought, and I had to take it off at school, or I had to wear a different shirt at school. So I've always been attached to Rob Van Dam one way or another, but I've been a big fan of his since the early days. And
everyone loved Rob Van Dam when we were growing up. Everyone loved the guy.
Yeah,
because he was the guy that did different thing.
Yeah, he didn't care. That was what was so cool. He was laid back. Like, there was a difference between him and like your other wrestlers. The fact that he just was like, whatever, man, it's not that big of a deal. That's what I liked about him.
He was running around in Impact working with his girlfriend. Come on, he got the Impact Twitch stream banned.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun. He still has a lot of fun.
He still does.
Good for him. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going back to this super chat here. I'm not going to click it because otherwise I'm not doing this any justice. Here we go. What about the other pirates who prefer the House of Blackbeard? Oh, yes. And then we have a super chat from our good friend Amber. She goes, "Hi, wonderful people. Happy Friday. Here's to Maggie's All In Fund and late entry for Rob's Raw Show Fund. Love spending Fridays with you." We love you, Amber. Thank you. And
thank you, Amber, sweetie. You're the sweetest.
Got to see you participate in the Listing Your Boy the other day. So thank you for that. We appreciate you.
300 episodes. Guys, please go on, like, not now, after the stream ends. Please go on the main channel for Fightful on YouTube, youtube.com/Fightful, and please subscribe. We're so close to 100K that you guys have no idea. We have up until the end of the month to do that in order to wish our boss, Sean, a very happy birthday.
So, if you ever get that package that I sent to you, the shirts and the
Oh, you send it?
Yeah, I sent it. I just don't know when you'll get it. Probably 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Okay.
But anyways,
don't you have a tracking?
It somewhere. I'll find it. Anyways, Maggie, I wish that this shirt came out because I would have bought this one for you, because this is a shirt that you should have wore at work, and I only saw it in chat now. Swerve Strickland's new shirt. Thank you, Ryan, for pointing this out. I love this shirt. I want this shirt now. What's up, Turks?
I'm so buying this shirt at Wembley.
Yeah, hopefully.
If the lines are fine.
Or if they have them. I'm telling you, Maggie, this people might not like this, but I have never seen. If Tony Khan wants to make more money, they will figure out their merchandise like quick, because they're losing money with the way they do their merchandise at shows. Yeah. It's that simple. And if anyone
you're not the first one to complain about merch stands.
They are losing so much money, or they're losing out on so much money. It's rather.
Yeah, because like, what other time will I ever buy this? Oh, well, no, they have a global shop. So
they do, but I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, in general, yes.
Whether if I have Canada, wherever.
If I have the opportunity to buy a shirt physically, I will, because I will have it now. But you're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
But
moving on, we talked about Kenny Omega. Kenny. He said that he will announce next week who he will be facing at All In. And this has me excited because all these matches started, you know, being announced. And I'm like, what about Kenny? What about Kenny? So we're going to find out. Obviously, yes. Dave Meltzer reported, you know, about the 6-man tag team match, which will be exciting. But the other thing that will be exciting that we will get.
Well, one thing too, before I forget about that, the tag team thing.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, whatever it was. But the other thing about the tag team thing is this has changed already in 2 weeks. So we don't really know. Like last week it was, I think, what was it? Takeshin and Omega. Now it's changed to a tag team. So we'll see. I mean, it can always change.
I wish I will be more happy if it were Kenny Omega and Takeshin. I would. But I will never say no to a six man because I will get to see Hangman and Kota Ibushi. Like, that's wonderful. But the next thing that we will see is AR Fox and Swerve Strickland versus Sting and Darby Allin in a coffin match. A coffin match at all. And that's great. I'm going to get to see Sting.
Yeah.
Just like Sean, I will never take for granted seeing Sting wrestle. This is so exciting. I feel like I want to brag.
No, go ahead. I mean,
no, I'm not gonna do that. I will next week and the week after that because it's gonna get closer.
There you go. Yeah, it's I think it's great that Sting's gonna be able to wrestle at Wembley. The one thing I'll say is, and this is me being nitpicky, and it's not because Jackass blocked me. I am so tired of him saying it's Sting, just the way he's doing it. He's ruining it.
Come on.
It is.
Come on. It's because he blocked you.
Okay, part of it is, but hell with him. It's pretty bad. I'm tired of it. He needs to stop.
Look at you. Look at you being
over. Okay, it's 100% all of it.
It's so grumpy.
He can stop. Hell with him. Anyways.
It's okay. I'm going to see him at All In. And
and you slap him for me. Okay, don't slap him. But okay. Just tell him when he's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
And next time I see Frankie, I'll tell him he's wrong too. So
yes, please.
We'll just trade off.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
So
let's talk about the weird thing that we had, Rob. That a women's four-way match got announced for All In. So, a part
thought
of
I'd
me
never
is
complain about a women's four-way in my life, but here we go. too soon. Sorry.
No, it was not too soon. Okay. How am I supposed to be, you know, in any way serious about this whole conversation from now on? Okay, how am I supposed to do that?
I got you all hot and bothered now, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, you did. It wasn't he. Yeah, okay, so.
I just.
Stop talking for a while.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me. Okay, I'm going to hit mute and just drink.
Okay, so no, you don't need to mute yourself. I do need your opinion on this. So while I'm stoked that we're gonna have four women competing at All In, first of all, this just brings me to the conclusion that this will be the only women's match that we're gonna have for the entire show, and I hate this. Second of all, they said that they were three qualifying matches for the for the matches themselves, and one would think that Hikaru Shida is the one who gets the bye, but yes. No, it's Toni Storm who is automatically added because of her rematch clause. And Hikaru Shida versus Anna Jay, which was the actual main event for Dynamite this week, was a qualifying match. And I'm like, I beg your pardon. What now? So the next matches will be Saraya versus Sky Blue, which is set for this tonight for Rampage. And the other match is the Bunny versus Britt Baker. I adore the Bunny. Why is she in this match? Like, she was gone for half... No, how much long? Was she gone for
February.
4 months?
She's been gone since February.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, 8 months. Okay, like she's been gone since February. And in her first match back, it's a qualifying match for the championship match at the biggest event in wrestling history, like in recent wrestling history. Why isn't Willow Nightingale in this? Why isn't Ember Moon in this? Like, I have so many questions. Why isn't Mercedes Martinez in this? Like, again, I adore the bunny, but use logic here. Why is this happening? And will there be another women's match in the card? Where is Chris Statlander with her TBS championship? Like, there's like a lot of questions here. Like, I know this is a shout out at the first ever All In women's match, which was again a four-way match. This is what's happening here, and I get it. But like, I would like for these contenders to make sense. Saraya makes sense because she will put asses in seats in Wembley. This makes a lot of sense. And what?
Well, she will, but I'm I agree with you, obviously, that she will. But the thing is, I was hoping Saraya would get a singles match. I was actually hoping Saraya versus Statlander was what we were going to see, but.
Well, I don't think that she's I don't know, is she comfortable in one-on-one matches?
Well, I think
When
so. I think
we've,
she's had singles matches already. Yeah, she's had singles matches.
of course she has that with Britt herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kudos because she said that Britt Baker took care of her immensely, and this is something that you would like to see every time, like wrestlers taking care of each other. But I actually think it's safer because, like, and this is not me saying that Saraya isn't a professional about this entire thing, but like, looking at, I will never stop cringing every time I see Bryan Danielson wrestle, and I don't want that with Saraya. Like, I adore the woman. I don't want her to get hurt, like, at all. I'm not saying that any of these the other women in the match won't take care of her. Like, but you can have a storyline between her and Toni Storm in the match, because they at some point they will have to hit each other.
Yeah.
But like, will that be soon for for the outcast to have,
I don't know.
I get it, I get it. I'm gonna give it time. But one women show, I'm sure that All In is gonna be 1,000 hours long. One women's match and on the card is a big no-no. I'm gonna,
You'll
take
get
my
more than one.
shoe. Yeah, I'm gonna take my shoe off if you hate this match card.
Yeah. We do have another super chat. This one is a very generous super chat from our friend Chris Mueller. Says it's my
My God,
birthday, but I'm feeling generous, so this is to buy Maggie a turd shirt. Also, which AEW woman is a favorite among pirates? Hey, Akante. I still have more characters left, so I will plug my cooking videos on social media. Love you guys. Yeah, check those out on Twitch.
please
Or
check these
not
out,
Twitch,
Chris,
TikTok.
TikTok, obviously. Please. Thank you, Chris, so much. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we did simp for you like for 2 minutes straight. Yes. Again, happy birthday. It's a happy 20th birthday. Please, I will not, I promise myself that I will not take credit for you having a TikTok. But I am the one who persuaded you, but
I will not take
I
credit, but here you go.
will not take credit, but I will. So I'm happy that you decided to do that because it's so incredibly fun and people adore those. Plus you get to teach people how to cook. Probably me. I can't cook to save my life, so you will probably, teach me how to cook. Thank you for that.
And
And
his, oh, go ahead.
probably my future husband who doesn't exist. will thank you in, you know, upcoming his, years.
His TikTok is at Doc. Well, wait, I already had it.
Is at Doc, Handsome Doctor.
Yeah, it's DOC Chris Mueller. So DOC Chris Mueller on TikTok.
Please, so. Kids with TikTok, because I'm too old for this.
TikTok.
And whatever.
It's the app that Kesha found. It's hers. She was the one that made it. Do you like that song? You know what I'm talking about or no?
Yeah.
Does Bulgaria even have husbands?
Oh, you did not just say... No, like... We have sons because they're basically sons. Like second sons. Sounded something from Game of Thrones. Yeah, the second sons.
Deedle-deedle.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Are we supposed to talk wrestling?
Apart from wrestling, yeah. Okay. So the other thing that got a lot of people excited was the potential for Samoa Joe versus CM Punk at All In. Okay. This is gonna hump, but I would have preferred if I didn't see that 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. If they knew that they were gonna be doing this, I don't think they would have had that match.
Exactly. So because like Samoa Joe started talking on the microphone on Collision, and I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna like Miro's gonna come out. It's Miro. It's totally gonna be Miro, because like Miro's been coming out in like quashing people, and this is exactly what Samoa Joe did in here. And I saw, you know, the same things. Like it's like a mirror and like the Spider-Man thing, you know. And I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be Samoa Joe and Miro. Oh my god, because this is actually the match I want to see. I already saw CM Punk and Samoa Joe literally 3 weeks ago or two. I don't remember. I'm not saying it's not gonna be great, but it's just, what is Miro doing? If you guys don't give Miro a match at All In, I'm going to be so fucking pissed. You have no idea. And if they make a generic battle royal for All In, and Miro doesn't win that, and Simon Miller isn't in that battle royal also, I'm going to be again pissed. It's...
Pissed.
Yeah, having in mind that I will be dragging a Bulgarian flag to Wembley, and I don't want this to go to waste. Also, I want to see Miro win at Wembley. Like, it's can we have that, TK, dude, please? Yes, thank you.
Give me some Samoa Joe versus CM Punk at All In. Thank you. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. So the other thing from Collision that absolutely made me like this was hysterical. Christian Cage and his daughter. Who is the actual title holder, first of all? And second of all, who is he facing at All In?
I have no idea who he's facing at All In.
Yeah. If they don't make this clear this week, we're like, it's gonna be weird. This week we are gonna get House of Black versus CMFTR for the Trios Championships, and this will be extremely, extremely cool. I've been wanting House of Black in more matches since forever, because all three of these people are my favorites. Congratulations to Buddy Matthews and Rhea Ripley on their engagement. I actually couldn't think of a cure couple. I'm not even kidding. They're so awesome together. Like, he's simping for her so much every time she's working out in the gym. And he's like, this is so wholesome. Seriously. I love that. And he finishes matches with her moves. So, like, yeah, I will be looking forward to that. But yeah, we can go into our Cooper effect if you.
Well, well, we want to talk about CM Punk versus Ricky Starks with Ricky Steamboat. Too. The one thing that like stuck out in this match is Ricky Steamboat for me, like taking that beating from Ricky Starks.
Yeah, he was the one to make that you know.
Yeah.
To make he was the one who wanted to do that. That's fine. A lot of people were not happy with Ricky, you know, missing out, like missing on cues, you know, at the end of the match. He's 70.
Yeah.
Like, give the guy, like, he's walking. Be happy about that. Like, what the hell?
Maggie, one thing that I will say to you, and I don't know how many Ricky Steamboat matches you've watched in your life, but if you ever have the time to do it, go back and watch some of his matches with Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, yeah.
Steam.
That's one of the one of the matches that, you know, stands out.
Yeah, just, man, just, he's had so many great matches. Randy, his match against Randy Savage is really damn good from WrestleMania 3 or 4. Just amazing. Or maybe, yeah, I think it was
that long ago?
Yeah. It was that long ago.
Come on.
I think it was 4, but somebody could tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just trying to remember. But anyways, it was 3. Thank you, Corey. I knew it was 3 or 4. I just couldn't remember what year or which one.
Thank you, Corey, sweetie.
Yep. So, yeah, let's go ahead and do our Cooper effect. Let me get there.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
Hi. I thought it was perfect timing. Why not?
You asshole.
I've been told. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, Jesus. How do I move on from that? Guys, I'm going to tell you about a crow who believes he's a rabbit. Because the cutely, are you gonna show the photo?
Yep, I gotta get the photo. It didn't save the right way, so give me 1 second.
Yeah, so a family noticed that a crow had fallen off of its nest, and of course they saved it. They took it to a vet and everything. They really wanted to find a home for the crow, but like they look at the crow. So, of course, it's so adorable. Look how big this rabbit is. Like, you know how big crows get, right?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, and look how big this rabbit is.
Yeah.
Compared to the crow. Jesus.
It's a big one.
Okay, so yeah, the couple decided to keep the crow as they saw that the crow got really comfortable with all four of the rabbits that they had. It's so nice. Can you put the
photo back up?
No, not the photo. The link for the article in the chat if you want. Thank you.
I can. 1 second.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Good one. Okay. Yeah, give me 1 second.
For the people who are new here, we, like, you know, that Rob and I adore animals. more than people, but not today, because we adore Chris more. So that's what you get. Let's talk a bit about WWE.
Okie dokie, artichokey. Let's get there. Hold on. It'll also be in the description here, too. The YouTube description.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, new commentary team, Rob.
Yes.
Like on Raw, Michael Cole and Wade Barrett. And for SmackDown, Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and Kevin Patrick. Do you see in the future, in any capacity, Mauro Ranallo returning?
No.
Okay. I will never stop asking.
Not anymore.
Because
I don't.
I just miss the guy.
Not until Vince is in jail or he's no longer
Nigel McGuinness. What? Huh? What?
I don't see Mauro being back. Like, the only way I see Mauro ever going back to WWE or being in wrestling in general. Well, I shouldn't say in wrestling in general. The only way I see him back in WWE is if Vince is completely gone from the picture. Like, just completely gone.
Okay.
There you go.
That's so, all. Do you see him in a different company then?
I don't know. AEW's full. Impact's doing really well with Tom Phillips. Or
Impact has a
So
brilliant commentary team. Like, that's the soft spot.
Yeah, I don't necessarily see it. And
yeah, okay. I can see that. Yeah. But like I do love the fact that maybe this will bring back some life. I will always miss Pat McAfee with Michael Cole. I really do.
Yeah.
I would wish that he would stop, you know, with this crap with American football. Just come back to commentary and wrestling. Come on. It's fake football. It's not even real football, dude. Come back to wrestling. Yeah. This will get me some heat. So let's talk about SummerSlam's main event.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. So listen, I did have a lot, like, we did have some time to reflect on whatever happened. So first of all, the match was so long. It didn't have to be so long, like, whatsoever. I mean, we could have had Becky and Trish, okay? We could have had Becky and Trish. The match was too long. So I really want to say that I'm growing really bored and tired with the whole Bloodline situation, but this is exactly the same thing I said before Sammy, before Cody, before Kevin Owens and everything. And they always find a way to make it interesting and reel me back in. And at the end of the day, what I'm bored of is not the storyline, it's the matches. Because there's a pattern in each and every Roman Reigns match ever. And this is exactly what fans are tired of. Like, it's the first half of the match is really boring. And then you find yourself wanting to get quicker to the finish just so you can see who gets involved in the match and how Roman Reigns cheats to win.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's why people are bored with Roman Reigns' matches.
It's the same thing
over and over again. It's the same thing that happened to Kevin Owens multiple times. It happened to Sammy. It happened to Cody. Every time. So I would have preferred if, like, no one believed that Jay was beating Roman, right? Like, no one believed that.
Some did, but not many.
No, like, you cannot say that you were watching patiently the entire Bloodline story and saying that Jay would be the one. Now, at this pay-per-view, like SummerSlam, I know it's the big four, but it's not happening in SummerSlam. So what I would have preferred was for Roman Reigns to beat him clean. Jimmy Uso did not need to get involved and turn on his brother at this main event of SummerSlam. This could have happened on SmackDown this week. Because it's the same fucking thing. And this is what we're bored of, guys. It's not Roman. Like, they will always find a way to keep him interesting in the story. Like, this story is awesome. And I will never stop saying that. But the matches, they're the same. Just have Roman beat someone clean. Because at this point, why would you? Like, why would you believe that Roman Reigns was the one when he never wins matches by himself? He never does. if it's not both Usos, it's Solo Sikoa. And if it's not Solo Sikoa, it's Jimmy turning on his brother and whatever. Now, the reason why Jimmy turned on Jey Uso, it could go either way. Maybe I would like for the elders to get involved in the storyline. I would like for the elders to be the ones to tell Jimmy that Jey cannot win this match. And for whatever reason. Also, Jimmy is the only one in the entire family that was never considered for like tribal chief. It was either Jey or Solo. So he has a legitimate reason to be pissed off. Again, it could have been on this week's SmackDown. They could have had a normal match. And this could actually be something different than they do. Again, I knew that shenanigans were happening. I was weirded out that Jimmy turned on Jey. I didn't see it coming. Really, yeah. I didn't because a lot of people were like, what else is new? We saw that coming. Who saw this coming? Who saw Jimmy turning on his brother? Who are you? So I'm interested to see what happens tonight. Because like people would want to, you know, an explanation as to why this entire thing transpired. What do you think?
Well, that's a thing. It's the same thing every show that Roman's in. It's the same finish. Somebody gets involved. Somebody pulls somebody's foot out, and so-and-so no disqualification match, or it is disqualified, somebody's banned from ringside and they still show up. Same thing over and over.
Yeah,
it just gets, it's old, it's just repetitive booking. You got to change it up. I want to see Roman wrestle somebody other than
the Bloodline.
Yes, like somebody, please.
Why no one on the SmackDown roster be like, hey, like, do you mind?
Yeah.
Like, we want that title.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I wish like tonight would be the night where they at least throw somebody else in the mix for just to change it up for a little bit. Like, don't go straight into Solo if that's what they're gonna do. Because I have a feeling right now it's gonna be Solo, and we have, I think, what, 2 pay-per-views? 3 pay-per-views before, or PLEs before Survivor Series, because you have the Fastlane, I believe. You have the event in Saudi Arabia, and then there's another.
It's in November. Like, the Saudi thing is, yeah, but like, you know that Roman Reigns doesn't need to defend the title in every pay-per-view.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
He will defend it in Saudi. Like, Roman Reigns will be in Saudi, and he will defend that there.
Correct. What I'm saying is, I want. You have 3 different options. What I'm saying is, one of those can be against somebody else. That doesn't need to be Bloodline related, because I think we're going to see Solo versus Roman at Survivor Series, or we're going to see a 4-way match at Survivor Series, one way or something like that's going to happen. I have a feeling.
Agree? Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So moving on to Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. This it was a good match. Cody won definitively.
Definitively.
Or however you pronounce that word. Okay. Thank you. I will not stop saying that. Brock Lesnar putting him over after the match was something new, and I didn't expect it. I thought I was having a fever dream. Like, is this happening for real? So obviously Brock Lesnar is gone for a while, and Cody Rhodes was left, to have a normal segment on Raw with a microphone in his hand, and Seth Rollins comes out and interrupts him, and I'm like, oh no, not this. But we did get a different thing. We did get Cody, Seth, and Nakamura against Judgment Day, because of course Judgment Day are gonna butt their noses into everything.
They run the show.
So what we got out of this was that Nakamura turned on Seth, which, yes, please. Thank you, because like we've been talking about Nakamura on our show, because like he's been saying, please, everyone stop, you know, messing my stuff. Like everyone's in my business, because like they don't care. They don't, they care only care about the opponent that he's facing, and you know, they wanted to attack him or whatever. Kudos to Nakamura for, you know, growing the ball. So he finally got off of his surfboard and decided to fight for a title. Yay.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fine, and probably we're gonna get Cody versus Finn, which is an extremely fresh match, and Bullet Club. Too sweet.
Yeah,
that's an absolutely wonderful thing. Thank you. This is exciting, because the thing I told you after the show, after Raw, is that I enjoyed Raw, but how did you find Raw? Because you were there live.
I loved, this was a very fun Raw to be at. The crowd was great. The atmosphere, because of the crowd, was great. I think I told you, I had an extra ticket, so I invited Jesse Velasquez. So he was there with me. We had a good time. We talked. When I saw Shinsuke's face, when after the interview, I'm like, okay, well, when he walked away, I'm like, well, it's obvious that,
yeah,
this it is gonna happen. So sometimes, yeah. I wish they would not do that, because it gives it away. So I knew that was coming.
I don't mind. It's Nakamura. Come on.
I know. I don't mind. I was glad, because it sets up a title reign, or
he's
title
in the title option. Picture. I'm so happy Nakamura is back.
It's great.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
I just, please give me this match as soon as possible. I want this.
I was very excited by that. The crowd was great. It was a fun time. Sean put on Select that night, or tweeted out at least, that it was the best Raw that Target Center's had in Minneapolis, like attendance wise and most revenue. So that made me happy to see
it's
that.
It's a Raw after a pay per view. Like that's,
yeah. But I mean, it's also one of those things. First time WWE's been in the Target Center in over a year, since that SmackDown where.
Oh no, like, over a year.
Well, no, well, it's well true, but it was also that the last time they were there was that infamous Vince McMahon.
I know, I remember.
Where we all got.
I know.
Everybody booed us because I didn't cheer for Vince. But the thing is, too, is what people don't realize, what I said then, is majority of the people that were at that show are not on Twitter, and I think Twitter needs to realize that.
They
had no idea. No, I'm just saying in general to the listeners.
Yeah. Also, the camera will never show people who are flipping off Vince McMahon. Like, please. Also, that, like, they're not AEW cameramen that show signs from the audience who are not happy with women's booking.
Yeah.
The other thing, amazing thing that we had, a battle royal to determine the next IC title contender, and it was Chad Gable. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Four way match, you mean, right?
Four way match. Yes.
Crowd went nuts. It's the first time I've seen a city boy, like a hometown boy, win a match. You know,
In WWE, this was so great. I love this. And Gunther is coming off from a wonderful match against Drew McIntyre at SummerSlam. This so such a great match. But then again, all Gunther pay-per-view matches are slappers. Huh? Get it? Yeah, so I'm so excited to see this. I just I wish, because like people are so happy for Chad Gable because like he's so over. And I'm like, do you remember King of the Ring when Baron Corbin won and he faced Chad Gable at the finals? I thought that this was Chad Gable's time, and I was so mad that Baron Corbin won.
Look how far he's. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I know he's come a really long way, and what he's doing with Otis is really wonderful, and I'm so happy for the two of them. And Maxine Dupree I'm really good at announcing her name. So she's so over with the crowd, and I love this. Like, people enjoy silly, goofy stuff, which end up being really serious at the end, because like Otis will eventually have a really, really wonderful match and not a silly match. We all know that he's capable of doing that. So I can't wait for this match. It's going to be so great. Yeah.
And
but we did have
the crowd. Yeah, the crowd with after the match with Chad,
they were nuts
pulling his kid up and running around the ring.
So
was
sweet,
really cool.
Sweet. Yeah, it was incredibly, incredibly wholesome. But the legitimate battle royal that we had was a Slim Jim battle royal at SummerSlam, which LA Knight, won. So LA Knight was at Raw because LOL brand split. He did have a segment with The Miz. I do enjoy the fact that they actually gave LA Knight time with someone opposed to someone on the mic. Because like at some point, LA Knight just saying, "Let me talk to you, LA Knight," it's going to get a bit stale. So him having a back and forth with someone like The Miz is incredibly great, because Miz knows what he's doing. He did stumble a bit, but like he got his way back. This is good. Like, The Miz will bump hard for LA Knight. He's gonna put him over. And I'm excited about the match. Miz is a wonderful worker. I know people like constantly forget that, but he's extremely professional.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
The Miz is one of those guys that can he pretty much said it. You send him out there, he's gonna get the job done. Yeah. Like with what they need him to do. And
absolutely.
The promo was good. We got two more super chats. This one I definitely don't see happening, but can we get a goatee on Maggie as well? No. We want to get viewers, and her having a goatee, I don't think that's something you want. And if you're not
I can draw a goatee on.
There you go.
I can use that. But no, Alexander, are you still drunk, my man? Like, are you just?
Chris says, "Can we get a baby Gable versus baby?" Oh, that'd be. Oh.
Why are you saying awesome inaccurate stuff all the time?
I'm always.
I want that. I can hit them then.
Drop them.
I can be the referee and I just push them both off the
ring. There you go. We support.
So, do you remember I asked you if the Shayna Baszler versus Ronda Rousey match at SummerSlam was good because I do not watch MMA? And I was like, Rob, I don't watch MMA. Please tell me if this match was good or not, because like I was sick. I didn't think it was a bad match. It was a bit slow. It was a bit slow.
I think the crowd didn't help. They were asleep.
The crowd definitely didn't help, because wasn't this? Which match was this following? Did this follow Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar, or no? Seth and Finn. I don't know. This match followed a really good match. Yeah. Of course,
It followed LA Knight and Sheamus, or it followed the Battle Royal.
LA Knight winning. Yeah, of course, LA Knight winning. And the crowd was really exhausted from that. But the thing that was good, that Shayna faced Zoe Stark at Raw after that, and then she told Becky that they had unfinished business with each other, which we're gonna go back to neck biting, Rob.
Yeah.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Shayna and Becky having a kick-ass match and Shayna winning will be proof that maybe Vince McMahon isn't, you know, pulling the strings as much as we claim he is.
Or not now, I think.
What?
I said, well, not the past 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't, you never know.
I know what you mean. But I'm excited to see if they book Shayna Baszler back into the beast that she was in NXT. And I really hope they do, because that women's division is looking kind of slim. And they need badasses on there. Yeah, they really do. But the New Day are back.
Yeah, that was good.
I was so pumped. I didn't expect this because I don't look up Fightful Select spoilers before I watch the show. But Fightful Select did report that New Day were backstage, and I'm so happy.
I didn't look that day because I was going to be there, but I accidentally went into the Fightful chat like literally 10 minutes before it happened, and I was like, son of a bitch.
I'm excited about that because they did call out, you know, the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley, which is something that I'm really, really pumped to see what happens, because Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits is so much gold. Please take my money. I cannot wait. And the Street Profits looking like with their suits and everything, they look so smart. I love that.
smart. I know what you mean.
What I meant.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
you're just a child, aren't you?
I am a child. You should know this by now.
Huh? Yeah, I know. It's my fault, really. Yeah, so I'm kind of bummed out because what was wrong with the Hurt Business?
yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, there was nothing wrong with the Hurt Business. Like, it was a dumb decision from stupid creative. Okay.
Well, no, we call him Vince.
Yeah, we call him Vince. Yeah, and by that I mean, you know, the splitting up of the Hurt Business. I miss the Hurt Business, but I'm really stoked to see that. So WWE Women's Championship, you know, the match at SummerSlam. It was slower than I wanted it to be. At the end, I was so happy that Bianca Belair won, but then we didn't have any time celebrate that because Io Sky came out with Bianca. They beat up everyone with the suitcase. This was so great. Bailey, so awesome. Io Sky pinned Bianca Belair with the moonsault. She's the new WWE Women's Championship champion, and Dakota Kai came out celebrate with Bailey and Io. This goes full circle because like they debuted it last year.
Yeah,
they came back at SummerSlam. So,
it was great.
It was great. I was happy because like they finally did something with Damage Control, because this time last year we were like, let's fucking go, Bailey, Dakota, Io, let's get in there, okay?
Yeah, let's go. And, like, let's play.
For 1 year, they did nothing but, you know, lose all the time in questionable booking. And you're like, oh, okay, so they're jobbers. But, like, they're not. They're three amazingly gifted women. And I'm so happy that Io has a championship now. And she's so cute on social media, posting that championship belt on, you know, on the pillar of her bed and in airplanes. And like, she's so sweet. Like, I adore her. I can't wait to see what happens. And if we do get a Survivor Series, Rhea Ripley and Io Sky. Oh my God. Yes.
That would be swell. I would
think yes, please. And I hope Rhea Ripley is well up until then. But the big bummer of the whole episode of Raw was that Sonya Deville, because she's injured, Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green had to vacate the.
Well, did they technically vacate? Because I thought Chelsea said that she's not vacating them.
I feel like they will vacate those titles. Like Chelsea's a talker.
Yeah, Chelsea's holding auditions, and R-Truth applied.
Yeah, R-Truth applied. You know, the funny thing is that they were so good, and then Matt Cardona came out to a show with a replica of the belt, and then Sonya Deville got injured. Damn you, Matt Cardona! This is your fault. He went. Yeah, those damn titles. I swear to God, this sucks so much. So when are the rest of the other three tag teams that are on WWE? because there's three. Yeah. Kaden, Katana. Where are
Alba Spooky Fire Witches.
And, yes, thank you. Yeah. Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. Isla Dawn, as Michael Cole calls her. Where are they?
No idea.
Yeah, so this is really frustrating because if you watched Sonya Deville's Instagram video, you couldn't help but feel so incredibly sorry for her, and like you wanted to hug her so much because she mentioned that ever since she was in sports, this is her first ever injury, and it came right after she had a title.
Yeah,
like how can you not be so incredibly frustrated with this? This is so.
Yeah.
By the way, kudos to her for, you know, keeping it together, because I would have been so incredibly depressed and so angry and mad and like all of the other emotions that are negative. I love the fact that she probably has amazing people all around her, which should cheer for her and root for her. She tore her ACL. So hopefully she gets healed up and she comes back and wins some gold, because I cried when they won because of Sonya Deville. Because, Put Your Hair Up, Square Up was one of the best things that ever happened to wrestling. And, she didn't win a championship in that part of her wrestling career, but she did now. And her pairing with Chelsea struck gold for me, personally. This, well wishes to Sonya Deville. Sweetie, we love you so much. I hope that you get well soon, because you deserve to hold championship gold in WWE, because you're just one of the realest people there. And I'm just so happy that she was in a legitimate storyline with someone and not just being questionably racist towards black women. That was a weird storyline. And we still have no idea why she didn't want Naomi to win.
Yeah.
Or be on television whatsoever. So this can only make her stronger. I truly believe that. And I do hope that she comes back sooner rather than later. And fingers crossed.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to add, this week, was something that Cedric Alexander, tweeted from a fan, is how he's pretty much not being used, and it was just him agreeing, he wasn't complaining, it was just him retweeting it, and he didn't say anything. It's just, and he did say he used to be a Triple H guy. That's same thing as FTR said back in the day, and even Sasha Banks said something about that. Basically, when you're in NXT, you're a Triple H person, and then when you're gone, you're no longer a Triple H person.
Okay, so you mean Cedric Alexander?
What'd I say?
Josh Alexander.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Cedric Alexander is what I meant.
Well, Alexander isn't on TV as well. So that goes.
Sorry. I was thinking Cedric. Anyways, Cedric Alexander. Cedric Alexander is one of those people, in my opinion,
I miss Cedric so much,
that WWE will not realize what it had until it's gone. He is that damn good in the ring. His Ring of Honor matches, I remember watching some of his Ring of Honor stuff. He was so damn good. He's so damn good that baffled me, and we were talking about it earlier. You brought it up, Hurt Business.
What was wrong with the Hurt Business?
You ruined something that was good. It was just absolutely ridiculous. Good. And
like, we love the Hurt Business because they put an end to Raw Underground.
They did. What about the good things? That? Yeah.
Yeah, we remember so, when.
Yeah, that's my thing. That's what I just wanted to add. That I hope that I want Cedric Alexander to be used. I want Shelton Benjamin to be used more. There's so many good wrestlers that they have. And my problem is, Sheamus said in an interview with our guest this week on Fightful Selects Coexisting After Dark, Alex McCarthy, is when you have wrestlers going over 20 minutes over their time, so that causes people not to be able to get TV time. So the Bloodline went 40 minutes on one of their segments when they were only supposed to go 20, 25 minutes. And when that happens repeatedly, you're cutting out from others. Now, if it happens once or twice, sure, shit happens. But when it happens like constantly going over, it sucks, you know? Like, there's people that...
No, you feel unwanted and unappreciated.
Yeah. Yeah, and
people, other people constantly given, taking, selfishly taking time out of other people's segments. That's really frustrating. I get it.
And I get that Roman Reigns is the one that puts asses in the seats. I get that. But there's a point where the producers and the directors have to get it like, hey, okay, you got to walk faster. You're not the Undertaker, for F's sake. You know, something like that. Let's go. Let's move on. But that's all I wanted to say. Maggie, let's do our last super, or our last Cooper effect here.
Perfect. Actually, if you remember, we agreed we weren't gonna make it a Cooper effect because
McCarthy
was over.
Yeah, I know.
So you play the graphic for it once that we don't need to, and then forget about, you know, the real one. So,
So let me just fix it right quick.
Happy anniversary!
There you go. I fixed it.
You're fine.
Step into my office.
You're literally five. Okay, so guys, we had Alex McCarthy for the second time on Coexisting After Dark because All In is right on the horizon, and we did talk about British stuff. FYI, spend $5 of your money a month and subscribe to Fightful Select on Patreon. Just so you can watch Alex McCarthy's dog is Roy, and the bastard sold the show. Next time we're just gonna have Roy.
Yeah,
and I'm obviously kidding because we adore Alex immensely, and he's gonna help me so much during Wembley weekend, and I couldn't help but I couldn't thank him enough in advance, and after that as well. He did promise to buy me coffee. I'm so looking forward to meeting Alex. He's such a sweetheart. He's one of the best people.
Yes, he is. That's for sure.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex. You're wonderful. We appreciate everything you've done for us, but thank you again for being part of the show. Maggie, you know what to do.
I will plug my S word. Guys, you can follow me on the X, previously known as Twitter, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I will soon put an end to my daily Pedro posts because I have officially run out of Pedro Pascal pictures. And
It is what it is.
We could have, like, I don't want to repeat myself, obviously.
Well, guys, you could follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it. You can also find me on Instagram at Fightful Rob, and I'm on Threads at Fightful Rob, and on All In Day, there's a new show with myself and Cam Hawkins starting called My Point Is. It'll be on the main Fightful channel. Looking forward to that. But Maggie, we're going to be done at an hour and 30 minutes. How about that? Wow. So guys, I want to say thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. Make sure you check out Fightful Select and also subscribe to our main Fightful channel on YouTube.
Please.
We're almost at 100,000. It would mean a lot to us.
YouTube.com/Fightful. Please go and subscribe. Thank you.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will see you guys very soon. Take care. Have a great rest of your day and have a great weekend. Peace out, my friends.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.